Broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in Orlando, Florida, it's time for Regions Business Radio Orlando. Regions Business Radio Orlando is presented by Regions Bank. Brave the beginning. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Regions Business Radio Orlando, presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. I'm your host, Scott Wall, and I'm a commercial banking leader with Regions Bank here in our Central Florida market. We are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside the Marriott Hotel in downtown Orlando, Florida. And my guest today is Felicia Lewis, one of our longtime commercial bankers at Regions and the president and co-founder of Empowered Girls, Inc. Hey, Felicia, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you having me here today.
So you're born and raised in Central Florida, banker for 30 plus years?
33.
It's a long time.
A long time.
You have a great reputation in this town.
I hope so. Thank you.
But yet you've got this other part of your world. It's not so much a side hustle as it's a ministry, I think. And that's what we're here to talk about today. And okay. So it's an organization, and it's called Empowered Girls. Mm-hmm. And you're the co-founder, is that right?
Correct, I am.
So maybe start, Felicia, with how did you even conceptualize the idea with your partner on this organization?
The idea of Empowered Girls really came from, I would say, more of a personal journey. Growing up, it was not the easiest, being a girl of a very tall stature, and I would say I always stood above my peers, particularly height. And so, you know, even coming from a family where I had a supportive mom and dad, I still had struggles. I struggled with certain things that I felt were, and now know today, as identity crisis or identity matters. So having the opportunity to walk through some personal journey and get some what I would call life help, it allowed me to, as I became solidified in who I was, to use my journey to help others. I've always had a passion for youth. To be a side note, my career aspiration was to be a teacher. And so I found myself always in front of, whether it was even playing with dolls and talking to them to teach them. And it just became a journey for me. So from a young age, teenage years, I was a youth leader. I was a Sunday school teacher. And it was just important to me to just touch youth lives. As I became more, as I said, solidified in my career and learned some things, that desire never actually escaped me. I found ways to stay in touch with youth in some manner. I've served on boards and so forth, which was still youth, you know, driven or oriented. I was talking to my niece, Tiffany, as she was going through her personal journey as a young woman, coming through college and graduating, and we started sharing. We're very close. We started realizing there was some commonality in our personal interests. And so through our discussions, we realized that we shared a common goal, and that was impacting youth. And the real truth in how we came about was us sitting down and just talking it through and allowing that to be our opportunity to form what is today the organization.
First off, how long ago is that?
2018, yep. About that time when we were in our early discussions of platform, how does it look, how does it feel, you know, we really just said, this is a good idea. And I don't think we at first really had the true understanding of what it was going to look like. We just wanted to go and help young ladies. That's really what we wanted to do. So 2018 was when we really sat down and put some thought to it.
What did that first year look like, Felicia, with regards to you and Tiffany decide we're going to do this, and then what do you do? What do you do that first year?
The first year was fun. A first year I was able to connect with women that have been in my life, and we had what was a strategic planning session. That was very interesting because you had women from different cultures, different careers, single, married. It was just a room of women that understood how much I and Tiffany were interested in being intentional about this opportunity. So we had a strategic planning session, and we got a lot of great ideas. The thing that was unique to us is I'm in Orlando, and Tiffany is in Omaha. So we were able to look at how we could roll out this opportunity in two different states and understand that she and I, although share similar interests in youth impact, we also had some different ideas. But we were able to take our ideas and bring them together and roll it out, which is what we've done today in building out a program that is both in Central Florida and Omaha.
Was there a point, Felicia, where you and Tiffany decided, we're going to take this concept and we're going to like incorporate? Because this is factually a 501c3, correct?
Correct. Everything about, and I go back to the earlier days of my upbringing. I come from an upbringing of two parents that really put a lot of emphasis on doing things in a manner of excellence. As Tiffany and I talked through this, it was necessary. If we want to be taken serious, we had to take the necessary steps to let those know that this was not a pass-through opportunity or an event that we were just doing that was going to be haphazard. So the establishing of the 501c3 was absolutely necessary because for those that know, and I speak to me and know me very well, know that if I'm going to take it on, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And so therefore, with having the girls, and the one thing that is so important to me is I never want children to feel that they are taken for granted or not taken serious. So to roll out a youth program meant I was going to be serious and intentional about what was going to impact their lives.
So this is probably a good time to ask your vision, Tiffany's vision for the organization. Maybe speak a little bit about that.
As mentioned, we have the two of us, we come with very similar goals and we have different ideas in how we approach. Our vision is to have a multi-state organization. The one thing about Empowered Girls is we want our girls to understand that they are empowered. We are about youth leadership. We are about encouraging the girls to know your voice matters. With leadership comes responsibility. We have some similarities in what we do in our program. Some of the differences, I will say, with Orlando versus Omaha, our target audience is between the ages of 9 to 18. Okay. So Omaha has girls on the younger spectrum, and Orlando comes with girls somewhere in the middle and upper. So I put a lot of emphasis on the girls in Orlando in understanding the importance of youth leadership. So the vision is that this organization will not be an organization ran by or led purely by adults, but it will truly be led by girls that are youth leaders empowered to make a difference.
I see, or I'm aware there's four pillars that seem to be guiding principles to the organization.
Yes.
And they marry up nicely with the vision. And I'm going to read them here. Life and career skills, education, health and wellness, and then community service activities projects. Maybe speak a little bit about those. And I mean, these are really important. And again, they match up nicely with the leadership dynamic.
It is very important. Empowered Girls is an organization that we focus on the family. We focus on the family, and if you can bring that as a core in the strength, you know, if we look at our body and your training, they say you focus on the core, all right? Family is the core. We build the core values or the pillars of what our organization stands for around that. We want our girls to understand you can have a career. You can strive for whatever it is in life, and we will support and give the resources, you know, to help you get there. We're all about building self-esteem. We're all about helping them understand there is anything within your reach is possible. Health and wellness is critical. As we know, one of the areas that is really a challenge for a lot of the youth today is their health and exercise and moving, you know, no pun against the social media and electronic, the technology world we live in. A lot of kids today are not moving. And so therefore, we do talk about how important it is to take care of your bodies, because your body is your temple. Your body is important to what you need to really thrive and be successful. And also understand that mental health is important. If you're struggling, Don't be on an island, because there are resources out there that can help you. So we focus on that. Education is important in the way of gaining the understanding and the discipline. Is everyone going to pan out and go to college? No, this is not about that. But it's about getting the discipline to be a productive adult, to be a successful adult, to be a supportive adult in your community, which leads us to our community service. We want the girls to understand how important it is to not just think of yourself. This program is about not thinking just of yourself. It is about growing, looking ahead, looking backwards, and pulling and making a difference. The community that we walk the streets of and are a part of every day should not go lack. If you see something that needs to be changed, be a voice and help change it. Don't sit by and just walk and not commit to it. So we are strong in community service, and I feel that that makes individuals and the girls understand the key part of being servants.
Your vision here, would it be, I mean, you said the target range, Felicia's, let's call it 9 to 18. Conceptually, would these young ladies be involved in this program from the time they're 9 till 18? Like, are you taking this, is this a journey of sorts?
Yes. Yes, this is a journey. And you say, what happens after 18? You're still a part of it, because now your life, you're living a life that allows you to come back and still be a part of, you know. My goal, if I may, Scott, say this, is not for the girls to say after 18, I'm done. Their commitment to this organization is so that at 18, not only are they bringing ideas, they are also helping to further the program. They could also be another chapter for the program. So therefore, 9 to 18 is a range to help give that nurturing and guidance and start building those leadership skills, but it is not an opportunity to exit out.
Not terminal.
It's not terminal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit earlier about community.
Yes.
Why is this program so important for your community?
It's youth. It's about the youth understanding life is not just about you. Your community needs you. I truly believe this is important because, as I have personally had firsthand, my community helped me and my family in different ways. I feel the girls need to understand that when you can be seen and giving back in your community will give and appreciate you more.
Well said. So the girls, is there a common thread with these girls, Felicia? Is it randomness of someone who finds out about the program? How'd you build this group?
The common thread, girls. I've been in Central Florida all my life, and your reputation is very important. And I will tell you, and I speak to the girls on this often, the reputation of who I am and what I stand for has been a great part of where we are today. The reputation of Tiffany and who she is in Omaha is where it helps us to stand. So I would say to you, the thread is we want girls, we want families. It's not about girls alone. This organization is not the organization you drop your daughter off and you come back in a couple of hours. Our monthly meetings consist of parents being involved. So I would say the uniqueness to our organization and our monthly programs that we have are the fact that it's a family commitment. And so the girls have come to understand that to see their mom engaged with another girl helping her or another mom through a situation is powerful. I say to moms, the moms of the program, when you show up, you don't know who you're going to help that day that may need your help with a situation. It's not, I don't have all the answers. So together, we commit to helping each other.
It would seem to me that maybe the secret sauce of the organization might be the volunteers.
It is.
And I think you're speaking about the parents. Is that fair to say?
It is very fair to say. The parents, our community. We have great partnership with businesses in the community that support us. We are organization where we are seeing and being understood as the family organization. I love to hear stories when someone says, I was given your flyer, and a mom says, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be there too, because I came from an upbringing of a family, and that was important. You know, I remember as it's just in my own adolescent years, particularly playing basketball, my father, he was a block mason, and I would see my father at a game. He would make it to a game after hours of working out in the day-to-day heat and eat his dinner in a vehicle just to make sure that when I came running out on the basketball court, he was there. Mm. So the secret sauce is truly being a part of an organization that values families.
I've got a list of all the activities and events that the Empowered Girls calendar is for the year, and it's quite unbelievable. I mean, there's literally, in some cases, there's two events a month. From knowing you and speaking to you, there's a lot of stuff here, and some of these topics are powerful and important, right? So it's really incredible stuff you're doing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of thought behind our calendar, and I will, the calendar was not, the 2023 calendar particularly, and going forward, this has been something that we have adopted, was not done by me alone. We sat down as an organization, as a family, and we put together what was going to be important in the upcoming year. So that included the moms and the girls. So the calendar that you are reviewing is a calendar that was a collective effort. And this way, not only can we be accountable to our community, but accountable to ourselves in delivering what we say we're committed to doing.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about maybe a success story or two. I know there's some. I've been to one of your annual events, and it was amazing. And there were some incredible stories that night with these girls. But could you maybe tell our audience about one?
To piggyback on our ceremony, award ceremony, we had our first one last year in October, to be exact, October 22nd. That was a very powerful night. It was a night to recognize the girls specifically and a lot of the accomplishments and so forth. We were very fortunate to have supportive sponsors from business community partners, and that was awesome for us. What I will say, you know, I could think of a lot of stories. The one that actually I would say right now that has, is still, I try to process it, is the one that came from a mother's perspective on how the organization changed her daughter's life. And so I actually brought some that information with me, if I may share it in the written form, that it came from the mother.
Please.
One thing I want to just say before I read this, Empowered Girls is not an organization that is looking or geared to a certain segment. We welcome girls of all communities, all cultures, and we all uniqueness, all right? So I received a communication from a mother, and it is titled From a Mother's Perspective, and it reads, I will forever be grateful and appreciative of the EGI family. Small backstory. My friend was on an email distribution list in which EGI's monthly flyers were shared. During the month of February 2022, the program consisted of things that my friend thought my daughter would benefit from and forward the flyer to me. I reviewed the flyer and decided to visit EGI on the day of the program to see what it was about, and the rest is history. We walked into the room not knowing anyone, but unknowingly walked into a family that pushes the girls for greater while loving them fiercely. My daughter has what is clinically known as high-functioning autism. Her struggles are evident in social settings. When we attended the program that day in February, she tolerated it but had absolutely no further interest in EGI. I, on the other hand, was slightly emotional because we had never walked into an organization that was so welcoming and full of love. Miss Felicia met us at the door with the biggest smile on her face and the warmest hugs, and did I mention, had never met her before. The atmosphere was one that was full of love for the girls, and I knew we had found home. In the first few months, it was a struggle. to get my daughter engaged, and I even considered withdrawing her from the program. But Miss Felicia would say always, or always say, trust the process. I see greatness in her, and we will bring it out of her. I am so happy that I listened to Miss Felicia and trusted the process, because in one short year, my daughter grew from not wanting to attend EGI to not missing any EGI events. She is fully involved and committed to EGI and what it stands for. One thing about Miss Felicia that I appreciate is that she is firm but loving with the girls. She governs EGI in a spirit of excellence and does not accept anything less from the girls. Miss Felicia embraced my daughter and her exceptionalities without hesitation and made herself available to be a resource of guidance whenever needed. EGI is not a once-a-month meeting organization. Rather, it's a family that shows up, support, and cheers on every member as they strive to achieve their personal greatness.
Well, that is awesome. And that pretty much sums it up, right?
That sums it up.
Wow. On that note, first of all, thanks for all the community work you're doing.
Thank you.
That Tiffany's doing, and the cadre of volunteers and parents and community leaders that are sitting side by side with you with the organization.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And also for the audience, on that story Felicia just told, EGI, of course, is an acronym for Empowered Girls, Inc.
Correct.
How can people find you?
Well, we have a wonderful website that I'm proud of, and we can be found on www.empoweredgirlsamerica.org. We also have our monthly meetings at the James R. Smith Center through a partnership with the City of Orlando. We meet there on the third Saturday. Our meeting hours are 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And of course, social media has its fun. So we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
I would encourage the audience to go learn more about Empowered Girls, because they are doing amazing things within this community. Felicia, last question for you, a bit of a challenge question as we close out. Who is one person that's been an incredible inspiration for you?
I can answer that, Scott, with one word, and that's family. And I sum that up in short order, by saying my father, being that he was a devoted business owner, construction, had a series of workers with personal matters, life matters. I saw him mentor. I saw him give to families in times of need. I saw him stay diligent in his passion as an owner. My mother, she has worked many years and retired working with individuals with special needs and also maintaining her role as an elder, so service. And that came through, of course, her faith and just wanting to help others. So I've looked at her. And then also my younger sister. In 2013, she was diagnosed with a health condition that some would have possibly given up. She still fights. She is a fighter. She's actually more of a role model to me than I probably even express to her personally. She inspires me, because when the odds have medically given one point of reference, she's proven them wrong. So my family are truly my inspiration, and I'm very grateful for them.
Well, and way to pay it forward in this community. Because clearly you're espousing the values you grew up with Empowered Girls, Inc.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guests and our listeners to Regions Business Radio Orlando, presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. You can enjoy our episodes anytime by visiting businessradiox.com and selecting the Orlando studio, and then clicking on Regions Business Radio. This program is also available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts. Please be sure to subscribe to the program so you don't miss any of our future episodes. I'm Scott Wall, and you've been listening to Regions Business Radio Orlando on Business Radio X.
Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Regions believes this information to be accurate when recorded, but it cannot ensure that it will remain up to date. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. The information should not be construed as a recommendation of a specific course of action for any individual or business. All Regions products and services are subject to qualification requirements, terms, conditions, fees, and credit approval.